This pack of tonight, Mishnah Hay, this continuation of the ideas in the previous Mishnayos of when somebody buys or receives produce from somebody who is not Neman Ala Maisers, and therefore the person who receives it has to take off Maisers, doesn't even have to be concerned that the produce was received from multiple places and therefore take off Maisers individually for every item of the produce, so he can assume that they're all the same status and it's enough to take off maizus from part of the produce on the rest. So now we're talking about a case of lokeach mina oni, a person who receives something from a poor person. The produce of a poor person is assumed to be demai. He's an ha'aretz, it's surely demai. Even if he's a tamas chochem, we have to be concerned that he was given demai, because we learned before that an oni himself, even if he's tamas chochem, is allowed to eat the demai without taking off maizus. If an oni should not know proof is passed, like Bill Fitzvela, if an oni gave him slices of bread or chunks of this crushed fig mass, mice mikol echa be'echa. He has to take off mice from each one independently, because we have to be concerned that each slice or piece was given him from different people, and maybe one took off mice and the other one did not. But tomorrow, with groceries, if he receives dates and dried figs from an oni, boilov v'noita, he's allowed to mash it all together and mix it all together and then take off. Now this is a very big chiddush. There's this concept called bila, which means that if we mix something together, we can assume that it's homogeneously mixed, and wherever you're taking off from, you're taking a little bit from both parts, and you don't have to be concerned that you're taking from one side on the other side. Now this is a kula legabi demai that we rely on this. Otherwise, we do not rely on bila to assume things are homogeneously mixed, unless it's a liquid, two liquids that are mixed together. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, a mosim is manchem atonim eruva. Atonim is manchem atonim etes, maizim kol echa ve'echa. If we know that the oni received these figs or dates as a large gift from various people, since he has equal amounts from various people, if we mix it all together, we assume that it's all homogeneously mixed. But if received a small amount from one person, a large amount from another person, then even after it's mixed together, we have to be concerned. If I take from any one point, I may be taking only from the majority. And let's say the majority had mitzvahs taken already from it, and the minority did not. It's coming in, I'm taking on my mitzvahs from a part that cannot be mitzvahs. It's already chulinus. And that will not help to even stack and to fix up the minority that needs mitzvahs being taken out of it.